Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Florida Building Commission Legislative Update Conference Call. Today is March 2nd. It's 2 p.m. And we're going to call this meeting to order. Chairman Carlson, are you on the line?
I am.
Great. One thing I want to remind you guys of is it's important to keep your phones on mute to minimize the background noise. We're hearing a motorcycle already. And keep them on hold until you need to speak or answer a question or have a comment to be made. Yes, please don't put it on hold because then we get your Muzak. Chairman Carlson, would you like for me to go ahead and call roll?
Please do.
All right. And since you just answered me, you're here. Commissioner Bahadori? Commissioner Bassett?
Here.
Commissioner Batts?
Here.
Commissioner Boyer?
Here.
Commissioner Brown? Commissioner Smith-Burke?
Here.
Commissioner Kalea?
I'm here.
Commissioner Compton? Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan?
I'm here, thank you.
Thanks. Commissioner Gerwig?
Here.
Commissioner Gilson? We have an excused absence for him.
Yep.
Commissioner Goff?
Here.
Commissioner Gross? Commissioner Homburger?
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Langille is also excused. Am I correct, Chairman Carlson?
Yes, he's excused.
Thank you. Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
Thank you. Commissioner Schilling?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Schock?
Here.
Thanks. Commissioner Smith? Commissioner Stone?
Present.
Thank you. Commissioner Swope? Commissioner Whitehead?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Worrell? Okay, we'll go back through those that didn't answer and make sure they're not on the line. Commissioner Bahadori? Commissioner Brown?
I'm on.
Which one is this?
Bahadori?
Okay.
Bahadori.
Commissioner Brown? Compton, Commissioner Gross, Commissioner Smith, Commissioner Swope, and Commissioner Worrell.
Probably one of those, I guess. Just kidding.
17 members, we have quorum. Chairman, would you like to take the meeting at this point?
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, commissioners. Welcome, staff and guests. Appreciate you taking your time out on a busy Friday. Today's meeting agenda is to receive and consider a report of legislative activities relevant to the commission and future conference call dates. We will hear the legal report and hear public comment and identify any next steps as necessary. Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion to approve, Boyer.
Schiffer, second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, motion carries. The agenda is approved. At this time, I'd like to ask Tom to give the legislative update.
Okay, thank you. There has not been much activity to report. All that's occurred is House Bill 725 and Senate Bill 1144 have been continuing to move. 1144 made its last committee stop on Tuesday where it was approved, and so we'll see if either of the bills end up getting passed, and all of the other bills are the same as the last time we talked, so there has not been much activity on anything in that, and that, and that includes House Bill 299, which was going to shrink the size of the commission. We do have a couple of updates on our meeting locations and dates. As of now, the second week of TAC meetings in June are likely going to be held in Daytona. Our August meeting is going to be in Miami, and the TAC chairs are going to meet on the 14th, which is Tuesday, and the commission will be holding its plenary on the 15th, which is Wednesday. And as far as these calls go, if nothing all that special occurs in the next week, then we probably won't need to have a call on the 16th, and I'll shoot out an email on the 12th to let you all know what happened at the end of session and if we're going to need to have a call or not. Does anybody have any questions about any of that? If not, then my portion of the agenda is complete.
Thank you, Tom. At this time, I'll ask Justin to provide the legal update. Justin?
Thank you, Chairman Carlson. The only thing to report is that we are moving forward with adoption of the proposed Rule 61G20-2.002 since its validity was upheld. And other than that, there's no other matters to report.
Okay. Are there any questions by the commissioners for Justin? Hearing none, I will ask if there's any public comment. If a member of the public wish to comment. Okay. How about commissioner comments?
Yeah, Jim Schock here, if I may.
Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I know, you know, the code development cycle, as we all know, has kind of shifted around. And in reviewing some of the structural stuff that's going to be coming forward, it brought to mind two questions that we might think about and maybe put some discussion on the April agenda. The first is, as I was looking through the structural stuff, a bunch of those items that were changed in the I codes were editorial in nature. They were either clarifications and really didn't change the intent. So question one is, since the Florida code is now the base code, should the editorial comments from the I codes be brought forward to provide some consistency for staff in upcoming reviews and so forth? And the second question is similar in nature in that a lot of times in the I codes, section numbers will change. They may even change locations where the paragraph is in the code. And I know Jack Glenn brought this up several years ago about maintaining the numbering sections, which could cause some additional modifications to be needed in order to keep it tracking with the I codes, and again, so that staff, it'd be easier job for staff in the future to follow through on this process. And I'd just like to throw that out. I know we have a lot of commissioners on the line to be thinking about, and I was planning on bringing it up again in the April meeting, and maybe we should have some kind of discussion on that. I don't know, but I'm throwing it out there. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Commissioner Schock. Is there any other discussion on that item? by any other commissioner. I think, thank you for bringing that forward here, and I think we probably could discuss that at the April plenary session, if that's okay, Commissioner Jacques.
Yeah, that's I was just bringing it up here so people could be thinking about it and what those impacts are. I mean, you know, we're not bringing anything new in, but if it serves as clarifications or helps us keep some consistency throughout this whole process, I think it would be worthwhile talking about. So that'll be good. I'll bring it up again in April.
Very good. Thank you. Any other commissioner comments? Okay. Tom mentioned that there may not be a March 16th call. He'll send out a notification. And Chris, could you do a roll call?
I sure can. Chairman Carlson?
Here.
Commissioner Bahadori?
Here.
Commissioner Bassett?
Here.
Commissioner Batts?
Here.
Commissioner Boyer?
Here.
Did Commissioner Brown join the call? Commissioner Smith-Burke?
Here.
Commissioner Galea?
Here.
Commissioner Compton? Did he join? Commissioner Dean?
Present.
Commissioner Flanagan?
I'm still here, thank you.
Commissioner Gerwig?
I'm here.
Thank you. Commissioner Goff?
Here.
Commissioner Hamburger?
Here.
Commissioner Schiffer?
Still on.
Thanks. Commissioner Schilling?
Yes, I'm here.
Commissioner Schock?
Here.
Commissioner Stone?
Here.
Commissioner Whitehead?
Still here.
Okay, we ended up with the beginning 17 on the call.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, everyone, for participation in today's meeting. If there's no further comments or questions, I'll adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye.